Okay.
All right. 7:02, it is June 14th, 2016, and called to order this Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. First order of business, approval or changes to the agenda. Does anyone?
Approve the agenda as.
All right. Second order of business, minutes from May 10th, 2016. Does anyone have any changes or amendments?
I approve we accept the minutes.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Seeing no old business, we will move on to new business. Planning and zoning case 16-04, 398 Lakeshore Drive. Applicant Greg Harper for owner Condestra Development. Requests relief from section 78-89, subsection G, part 2 of the zoning ordinance to reduce the required side setback for proposed dock and boat slip from 12 and a half feet to 8 feet. And section 78-89, subsection G, part 3 of the zoning ordinance to reduce the required separation of a dock boathouse from the opposite shore from 75 feet to 25 feet. Would the applicant like to come up here, introduce yourself, and say a few words about the project?
Sure, right here. Okay. Hey, I'm Greg Harper. So we don't actually live here yet, so we've got a contract on it, and this was part of the contingency. So, you know, if you look at the lot there, obviously it's a long cove, and, you know, I kind of drew up some plans of what I hope would be, you know, not offensive to anybody else, but also to leave room for boats or whatever's got to come down the cove. So I put it as tight as I can, as narrow as I can, since the lot itself is pretty much a pie shape and there's not a whole lot of lake frontage. So I was trying to seek a variance on the 12 and a half foot setback so I can get a little better view down the lake. So, and I think most of the drawings there hopefully show that they're kind of to scale, but I've got dimensions on some other drawings. I don't know if you can see them on those or not. So that's what I was looking for.
With you. So the reason for the 12 and a half foot reduction is to, what was that again?
The main reason for the 12 and a half is so I can put, if you'll look at that drawing, it's kind of a, it's not really a dock into the water. I didn't want to go out into the water. So it's more of a swim deck, or, you know, it's going to be a retaining wall and maybe a roof there. And I wanted to see if I could get the variance on that, because when you're at that, if I move further down, I lose some of the view. So I was thinking if I can just get a 4 foot variance, at least the outer edge, I can still see all the way down the lot. I mean, all the way down the lake.
Mm-hmm. And it's also it's a pretty good slope that's going down. So his roof is almost, it's not going to be flat, obviously, but I mean, there's not going to be much. It's not going to be like you've got
structure
down there.
Yeah, we're going to build a shed roof, and then we're going to do an actual green roof where we plant some sedum on the roof. So it's really the roof more than anything. I think the rest of it's all going to be, the flooring is going to be, actually, I think I'm thinking about putting turf now versus deck boards and using just some boulder retaining walls there. So it's really the roof more than anything.
Just one question on the septic and drain field lines. This looks like you're going to be digging back into the bank a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know where the drain field lines
are? Yeah. Yeah, they're way away from that. They're up close to the house.
And Chambers has actually come in and done them recently. They've maybe gone back.
So there's really two parts to this variance.
Yeah, there's kind of two parts.
In the past, actually in the recent past, we actually have approved a variance to the 75 foot. Being somewhat familiar with that property, it is nigh impossible to put in a dock if we don't provide the variance. And given the value of properties and the expectation of homeowners to be able to use the lake, we have granted that part of the variance before. I'll just kind of go straight to an opinion, but I'm a little bit more hesitant about the 12.5-foot setback, the eating 4 feet into the setback relative to, there is space, you know, closer to the dock. I just kind of struggling just a bit here. Neil or Don, thoughts, questions?
Well, you know, I had two thoughts, and one was the Homeowners Association made some improvements in that cove. They put in that seawall, if I'm not mistaken. No?
I don't think so. No. That was
Dad and Kathy. The owner put in that seawall.
And Condestra Development Company.
But they did dredge it, correct? Homeowners Association?
There was some minor dredging done there. That was actually a pretty clear corner.
Okay. And I guess my main point was, you know, every 20, 25 years or so, they're going to have to come back in and dredge this. And they're not going to have the benefit of the lake being drained. So they're going to have to get back there with some type of dredging barge. And I just want to make sure that there's enough.
Well, what I was actually thinking about doing for that, I was going to make it a floating dock so we could get it out of the way in case someone does need to get back there.
Yeah. The second concern I had was I was over there on, and this is not necessarily an incumbent on you, but I was back there on Sunday, and it gets real tight real quick, and you're going to have a tough time getting that 25 feet if you go back too far.
Yeah, I think my proposal was saying, look, I'm going to make it as narrow as I can. So I don't know if I actually put that drawing in there or not. We actually went out and measured it where I had the dimensions. So it's going to be 17 feet.
17 feet from shoreline.
Yeah, 17 feet away from my shoreline, which leaves about 23 feet to get by where the boat dock is.
Well, the request is for 25 feet, for a reduction to 25 feet.
Yeah, I know that's what that's what the normal ordinance is maximum 25 feet, correct? Into the water?
Yes.
So the only variance I'm seeking is more of the 75 foot.
Yeah, there's 75 foot minimum distance from the opposite shore, and that's now being reduced down to 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going any closer than 25 feet to the next shore.
No. Okay. I was misunderstanding. I thought you were thinking about you wanted me to project out 25.
No, I was thinking 25.
I'll say I'll take it if you want to do it, but no, I don't need that. So
the 25 plus 17, you know, 42, I think you're going to have a tough time if you go too far back in that cove.
Right.
It narrows up real quick.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
And the property owner at 380 does not have a dock? Across the cove from you.
They do not, but they also have about 90 feet of frontage around the curve on the open water.
Be no impact there.
So they don't have only frontage on that narrow cove.
Then the homeowner, if you're looking at the water to your right, that dock is on the far end of their property.
Yes.
I think I just off of the aerial photography, I estimated that dock was about
80 feet or something.
About 80 feet.
Yeah.
From the from where this one would be.
Mm-hmm. And he discussed also with that homeowner.
Yeah, I talked to them. They said, we don't have a problem with what you're looking to do. So, you know, I mean, the key thing I want to do, I didn't want to block their view. I don't want to block access to the cove, but I would like to have a boathouse so I can put a boat in. So that was kind of my plan, make it as narrow as I can and put it right next to the seawall.
And the concept that it's a floating dock, we appreciate that. That won't be a mandatory part of this request, but that certainly will help everybody else should we need to move through there.
Yeah, because there's a big culvert there, and I'm thinking if they ever got to do construction, I want my dock out of the way. So,
yeah. Smart move. The so my hesitancy, Don, for your sake, on we have actually allowed encroachments into the side setbacks. Generally, there's some compelling reason that pushes it that way, mostly that there's not enough space to accommodate something else. So when we grant variances, we have to think about the precedents and why we're encroaching in some yeah. area.
Well, one of the other reasons I didn't really mention, since I am doing it parallel with the shore, mm-hmm. okay, I wanted to give myself enough room to get the boat in there, you know, a pontoon boat, which I could make the whole thing a little longer without getting deeper in the cove if I can take the 4 feet out of the variance or the 3.5 feet or 4.5 feet. Yeah, it's 12 and a half. So that's, do you understand what I'm trying to stay there? So this is where I'm looking for, no, I'm sorry, this is where I'm looking for the 8 feet versus 12 and a half, mm-hmm. okay? And part of the overall length of this plan is so I can get the boat in here. So if I take this whole thing back another few feet, I'll have to shorten it up right here, which gets me close to where maybe people are in the water. Does that make sense? I mean, that was my original
right.
thinking. And if I could get 4 feet there, I got a little longer room here to bring the boat in without having to extend it back another 4 feet this way and getting tighter on this shore over here.
And view.
I mean, and the view. And yeah, view. You know, the view is a part of it.
You know.
And really the only thing that's going to be set back now that I think is in the ordinance is going to be the roof. Because I think, Pat, you told me that landscape, hardscape stuff isn't on the, like, isn't part of the ordinance, correct?
Yeah, that part would
okay.
not be.
And the structure depicted here is represents what you're going to do?
That's similar to what I'm going to do. I haven't got the
just,
final design.
Posts, yeah. posts and open.
Right, but I think what I've decided, instead of doing actual wood deck there, mm-hmm. I'm actually going to flatten it out and I'm just going to put turf in there and no wood. Mm-hmm. So the only variance is be this edge of the roof there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
If that's the case, would you consider shortening the roof? So you know, you're right. If it's a hardscape landscape, there is no problem with the setback. And if that is becomes just a little sunnier area, and that the roof line itself keeps.
You know, that I'm flexible on all of that. That's not as important as the boathouse. So, but you know, when.
Somebody else mentioned, you know, he wants to be away from the grandkids under the cover.
Yeah, I'm not a sun guy. You can look at me and tell me, I'm not. So, but you know, if you, the kind of the way I look at it, if I'm going to ask for the, you know, a variance, let's ask for both and see what we can get. And but it's not as important that setback as the boathouse. I would love to have it, but that's not going to ruin my deal, if that makes sense. So
cool.
Make it 10 feet and we'll go.
I appreciate your style of negotiation, and being Greek, I actually very much appreciate it, but in this case it would be either we either grant the variance, or we would suggest the 4 feet in, or we keep with the 12 and a half foot setback to avoid setting up a precedent later on.
So that's the biggest thing, is precedent possible.
Yeah. Okay. Because we've already, every time we've done this, because we have encroached into, we've proved encroachments, but there's a lot of very specific compelling reasons. Either drain field lines are
I understand, yeah. Mine's not very compelling, but
yeah, yours,
I tried to make it compelling, but hey, we all see the truth here. So.
But what is compelling is, from my perspective, is the, I should say the entitlement, but just the expectation that you should be able to have a dock on the property. And this is a doable, workable plan in that regard. Do you want to look to other opinions? Neil, you're going to have to vote today.
I'm going to have to vote. And I'm in concurrence. You know, I typically we look for some type of hardship. And a lot of times, you know, there's something, you know, a faulty survey or, you know.
That was the last time.
Some odd topography. And so I don't necessarily see the hardship here with the 12.5-foot to 8-foot side yard setback. But I am in agreement about the boathouse. And I would like to see it just pushed up as far as possible into the mouth of the cove.
Okay.
Just to allow for passage. But again, you know, I think when you get out there and measure it, I think you're going to have to push it up a little bit further than you might think, than what's shown on this plan. But, you know, I'll leave that up to you.
Don, thoughts?
Give you my 2 cents, from a sense this is my first meeting, and I'm not familiar with all the precedent and all the concerns. My reaction from thinking of how does this impact anybody, neighbors, I don't see a problem with it, but I understand the issue of precedence, and since you need 3 votes tonight, that's right.
That's correct. Tonight,
I'm okay with this, and I'll just go with the consensus here.
So I'd like to make a motion to amend the variance request I move that we approve the second bullet item of that
variance.
That reduces the required separation of a boat dock boathouse from the opposite shore from 75 feet to 25 feet.
Okay.
That's my motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All those in favor? Aye. Okay. Motion passes.
Okay.
Okay.
I look forward to having
you. So I got a boat dock.
You got a boat dock.
Okay.
That's good.
House.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Okay. Well, I'm trying not to, you know, I'm trying to make it something really nice.
Anyway, so what happens next? Is this,